Al-Hanesim, Val-Aperkam, Val-Agveres, Val-Achers, Val-Milchamas. What do these words all mean? Firstly, there are those that have the minhag to say Va'al-Hanesim, rather than just Al-Hanesim. Va'al-Hanesim is clearly a continuation of Moedim, and more importantly, Va'al-Nisecha Shebchol Yomimanu, and for all of the miracles that are all of your miracles that are with us every single day. Va'al hanisim, va'al apokim, va'al agveros. Meaning, we thank Hashem for the day-to-day miracles, and we thank Hashem for the extraordinary miracles too. But we understand that it's all part of one package. It's all included in Moedim. It's all included in Haidar. And especially as Hanukkah is a time of Halal and Haidar, we focus specifically on the supernatural miracles, on the irregular miracles. But as far as we well, as contextualizing things go, we understand that it's all nice. That ultimately Hashem is peppering us with miracles on an ongoing basis. And as mentioned, sometimes it takes extraordinary miracles to make us realize that we have a miraculous existence on an ongoing basis. Allah Purkan. What does Purkan mean? Some people say in Kaddish, V'atzmach Purkanei v'karev Mashiachei. Purkan is an Aramaic word for pidyon, for redemption. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Zayin Ches, V'yiftecha mibeis avadim. And Targum says, V'arkanach mibeis avdusa, and redeemed you from the house of slavery. So we thank Hashem for the fact that He's redeemed us. Al ha-gvurois, that which Hashem showed His might. He showed His gevurah, He showed His strength. Al ha-tshuos, va'al ha-tshuos, and for the salvations. Question is, what's the difference between tshuos and purkan? So, even though you could say as follows, purkan is a general sense of redemption. Like when Hashem took us out of Egypt, the exodus of Egypt itself, being freed from the house of slavery, that was pidyon, that was a redemption, that was purkan. But afterwards, Hashem took us out of specific situations. For example, we're standing at the Yamsuf, we're standing at the Red Sea. Hashem split the sea for us. We're going through the wilderness, we're going through the Midbar. We have nothing to eat. Hashem sends us the man. We have nothing to drink. Hashem sends us the Ber Miriam. Those are Yeshuas. What's it like? Explains the Sifsi Chaim. Let's say you have a person who's in a life-threatening situation. They're deathly ill. And they're out of danger. Thank God. Being out of danger is Purkan. But this individual will need many specific Yeshuas in order to be able to return to full strength. So, Purkan is a general sense of being redeemed. Yeshuas are the specifics. We go further. V'alam milchamos. And for the wars, well, what are you thanking Hashem for the wars for? For first things first, some people say, al ha-choice, al ha-milchamos, which would mean for the salvations for the wars, the salvation that came from the wars. And therefore, war is not a good thing. But rather, we're thanking Hashem for saving us from the wars. However, if we say Ve'al ha-milchamos, then it's its own clause. That means we thank Hashem, even for the wars. Even if, of course, war is a sad thing, war is a tragedy. Nonetheless, when there's a need for it, Hashem runs the war and leads us till victory. Ad la nitzachon. And that creates a sense of Kiddush Hashem in the world. So actually, we thank Hashem for the war. If there's a need to fight, we thank Hashem for giving us the ability to fight. Perhaps it's an important message for us today. Ad la nitzachon. Till the victory. We thank Hashem that we have the ability to fight when there's a need to fight. That's a message that is relevant today as it was back in the time of the Maccabees.